We're back on Wyoming Sports Talk today. As we do on our coaching show, we always get to introduce you to one of the players on the team, and she's a freshman from nearby Eaton, Colorado. So it's nice to get home once in a while. Alexis Lamoureux, who's a freshman.
She's used to the cold and snow, so again, this is no problem for her right now.
She's used to this stuff. Anyway, Alexis, real quick, welcome to Wyoming Sports Talk today. And second of all, let's talk about you, and let's find out a little bit about you, what you are majoring in at LCCC, and what made you decide to come to LCCC.
Well, when I first decided to come here, I wasn't really sure what I wanted to major in. I was kind of leaning towards business, but recently I switched it, so now I'm going to be an accounting major. And really, like, my love for basketball and how close it is to home is really what pushed me to come to LCCC.
Now, obviously, a very athletic young lady here. I would venture to say in high school you did volleyball as well, too. Mm-hmm. What other sports were you involved in?
I also did track, too, as well.
Okay.
So we got a speedster, a part of the team, so that kind of works
well,
it for that
transition. She gets up and down the floor very, very quick. So, Alexis, you are a role player in your freshman year, and I'm venturing to say that you started when you were in high school. How much of a difference is that for you? Because you know that you're not going to be starting, but Coach Ortmeyer is going to come down the bench and say, Alexis, get in there and back up whoever. So how do you prepare yourself for that backup role?
I kind of just, like, look at it as – my role is being kind of like helping the team, like spark the team. And I know my role isn't being a starter, but like coming from basketball or coming from like high school, I know a lot of girls on my team that weren't starters. And I like them sitting on the bench and how they cheered me on and how they sparked us up, like kind of like inspired me. Like that's what I need to do in for this team. So that's kind of like where I got it from.
What are the notable differences from coming from the high school ranks again? As you mentioned, at least competed in track, so you know about speed or at least competed to get speed. But what are the noticeable differences from playing down there at your time at Eaton, Colorado, to now playing here at Region 9 North basketball, NJCAA Division 1 basketball under Coach Ortmeyer?
Definitely there's a lot bigger teams. They're a lot more physical than in high school. And I guess it's just like a different level than high school. That's like the main difference between it.
How do you prepare for, again, as you talk about physicality, again, that strength, I mean, for yourself and something that also too, Coach Ortmeyer is probably preparing at least you and the team as well too, but how do you kind of prepare yourself for that strength or at least kind of battling with some of the bigger ladies across Region 9? I mean, is it something where you go compete in like an MMA class or something like that? I mean, what do you do to prepare?
I like to like push myself as hard as I can, pushing like the limits and pushing my team too as well, as going hard as I can. If I push hard during practice, then I'm going to push my team to be better and go out there and just go out all out as for the minutes I'm in.
You know, we had the Christmas break and you got some time off and you got a chance to go home and then come back. Mm-hmm. But think about it. You have been with Coach Ortmeyer and Coach Ronaldo since about what? August. And here it is already February, so we're talking a full 6 months that you've been doing the basketball thing. Do you ever feel like, oh, man, I'm kind of worn out, or did the Christmas break happen at the right time for you?
I feel like Christmas break was, like, a good time for us. And, like, just because of how much I love basketball, like, during Christmas break, I was in the gym 24/7. Like, there wasn't really a break from basketball for me, I feel like.
So, yeah, at least talk about passionate for basketball, something that we try to ask at least everyone that comes in here. But follower of any NBA, again, Denver Nuggets, so to speak, WNBA, I mean, do you follow kind of the professional leagues?
I do follow the Lakers, and I'm kind I don't really follow just the Lakers. I've been following, like, LeBron James for a while, and his switch over to the Lakers was, like, a big benefit for me.
All right.
She's kind of pulling an Austin Albers where
I don't even want to discuss the Lakers. You know, until they beat the Warriors, then we'll have some.
Anyways, though,
real quick,
I was going to ask before you get into your line of questioning, but for you, Alexis, as, again, still a freshman at LCCC, so hopefully, again, stay one more year, at least finish off your sophomore season with, again, LCCC. But what is kind of the future at least look for you? At least, again, are you looking to potentially go to D1, D2 schools, continue the basketball career? I mean, what do you kind of foresee the future for yourself?
Well, I really do want to continue playing basketball, and I'm hoping to find a D1 school that would accept me. But because of my accounting degree, I do need to go to D1, even if it's not for basketball. So that's kind of my path that I'm going to take.
You asked my question. I was going to ask her what her plans were after LCCC.
Well, again, if you got to stay with a D1 school, again, as you've been kind of in the locale region, CSU, you do
UNC.
Have UNC, CU, Wyoming. Are you looking to kind of stay in the same area, or is it just, you know, time to get away from the Rocky Mountain region after LCCC?
I definitely want to stay out of Wyoming. It's too cold up here. It's a lot warmer in Colorado, but so
10
I'm looking,
degrees warmer.
So I'm looking towards UNC, but staying up in LCCC until I finish my 2 years here.
You know, we have a program on Wednesday or Tuesdays when we talk to the Cheyenne Stampede, and a lot of these young men come from all across the country. Well, you know, you're technically 45 minutes away from home, but this is your first time you're away from home. Is there a little bit of that homesickness that kicks in, or you just say, Coach, I got to get in my car, I'm out of here?
I do get a little homesick, but it's kind of good being away from my family. It's kind of like shown me that, like shown me a different path. Like being at LCCC, there's like a whole different experience, even though it's only 45 minutes away. It's like a whole new world here, and I really enjoy that.
All right. Well, we want to thank you for joining us on Wyoming Sports Talk today. We will see you Saturday on the hardwood in Sheridan against the Lady Generals, and hopefully we'll snap that two-game losing streak. Alexis Lamoureux joined us on our Coaches Show here. It is the Laramie County Community College Coaches Show, brought to you by LCCC.